This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
If you want to test your memory, try to recall what you were worrying about 1 year ago today. Ooh, how is that for a WWE-style smackdown when it comes to what you think about? I wish this weren't the case, but I've spent way too much time entertaining worst-case scenarios, which get me more worked up and cause me to spend more time entertaining more worst-case scenarios. What if you course-corrected and we spent time thinking about the best-case scenarios, which is what God invites us to do as we study His Word? If worry can become a habit, why can't mindfulness? The call from Paul in Philippians 4:8 is to fill your minds with those things that are good and that deserve praise, things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. How good it is to call upon the name of the Lord and to enjoy refuge from the things that weigh heavily on my soul. It's refreshing to know that what I can't change, Father, You can. Forgive me for having wasted so much time replaying decisions from the past and getting worked up over how they're impacting me in the now. I come to You with a heart of humility and gratitude and recognition that You have a better way. And the only way I can walk in it is with You, Jesus, for You are the way, the truth, and the life. Shape my ways to mimic Yours so that I can recognize the difference between Your truth and the lies of the enemy. No longer do I want to meditate on the things that pull me away from You. They wear me out and they distract me from the reality of how big You are. Though You never change, You can change my mindset, my circumstances, my desires, my default setting of worrying. I know You can, and I pray You would, Lord. Set me free from the shackles of worrying about my finances, my relationships, my job, my health, and having to figure out how all the chaos around me is going to unfold. I don't have to resolve it, Lord, because You already have. You have the plan. Make my plan one to trust You, to follow You, and to love You so much that I believe You can help me with this struggle. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me so that my goal is to love You and Your ways more than I love what I'm used to. In doing so, may I truly experience the life You died to gift me. And what a gift that my struggles can strengthen my faith in You as I eagerly wait for You to do a new work in my life, so much so that others take note of this supernatural peace and I'm able to share You with them. In the life-giving name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.